שלום, העשיריות התורניות שלנו הם אסיה, אפריקה והכלי
הטורקי. Hello, tens on duty are Asia, Africa and the Turkish Kli and Africa.
Good morning, great friends. It's such a wonderful time to be born in. What can we say? The world seems to be in chaos, but when you connect with the friends, all of a sudden there's order. There's so much effort that all of the friends are placing into dissemination these days that one cannot help but stand back and look at it with awe. Each friend is really trying their utmost best to share this beautiful wisdom, the answer to the people of the world. We can only be thankful and give great thanks to the Creator for allowing us to be able to sit amongst such huge giants and to participate in this work. Let's think of the Congress that's going to be in a week's time. Let's try and think about where we're going to be, with who we're going to sit. Let's think of the friends that will be around us. Let's try and think how we can awaken everybody's hearts towards this wonderful Congress. And together we'll make it and turn it into something really beautiful. L'chaim, guys.
L'chaim, ve'ket ha'makor mi'Rabash.
L'chaim, and we'll read an excerpt from Rabash, the agenda of the assembly. It is written, in the multitude of people is the king's glory. It follows that the greater the number of the collective, the more effective is the power of the collective. In other words, they produce a stronger atmosphere of greatness and importance of the Creator. At that time, each person's body feels that he regards anything that he wishes to do for holiness, meaning to bestow upon the Creator, as a great fortune, that he has been privileged with being among people who have been rewarded with serving the King. At that time, every little thing he does fills him with joy and pleasure, that now he has something with which to serve the King. We'll read it again. It is written, in the multitude of people is the king's glory. It follows that the greater the number of the collective, the more effective is the power of the collective. In other words, they produce a stronger atmosphere of greatness and importance of the Creator. At that time, each person's body feels that he regards anything that he wishes to do for holiness, meaning to bestow upon the Creator, as a great fortune, that he has been privileged with being among people who have been rewarded with serving the King. At that time, every little thing he does fills him with joy and pleasure, that now he has something with which to serve the King.
Turkey.
Active workshop question. How in the multitude of people is the King's glory revealed. How in the multitude of people is the King's glory revealed?
We're talking about the state of connection, when we connect all of us, and then there's truly a revelation of the Creator. It seems like a riddle, but I think the answer to all those questions is connection. That's where you reveal the wholeness of the Creator.
He writes in the text that the greater the number, the stronger the power is, meaning they generate a stronger atmosphere of importance of the Creator. And that's it. It's a law of nature. We're dealing with a law of nature. The more people, the more friends will increase the importance of the goal. That's how we'll want it more.
The more parts in me, inside of us, in the ten, and our intentions will be more aimed at the goal, more annulled towards one another, we'll see more of the glory of the King. We need to understand that there's most of us are thinking about ourselves right now. The more we will tilt towards the side of merit, the quality of bestowal will grow and the glory of the King accordingly.
Yeah, and this bestowal has to spread out to everyone. We have to act in a way that as much friends as possible will be connected, as many friends as possible will be connected to the path so that the King's glory will be revealed in the multitude of people. And that's why we're inviting many friends to the Congress. Some of them have grown further away, and we really want to bring everyone to one special connection. And that's how we're disseminating, so that eventually the whole world will engage in spirituality. That will push the group of Kabbalists even further more forward.
It's nice to see how we're looking at it from different perspectives. For me, what is the multitude of people? It's all the desires that connect together. And can't and discover all the gaps between them and all the connections in the on the relationship in the connection, and then above that, you have the power of the Creator, power of love that covers all transgressions, and then the multitude of people, meaning the multitude of desires that come into connection, then you reveal the glory of the King towards us. Not that it changes, but towards us. We feel it more because it manages to cover more and more crimes we didn't think you could cover. Then we discovered that you could.
Yeah, we need the force, the support to increase the question, who am I? And so on, and to reveal the public in the
most precise picture is when we enter the correction, then all the pixels will make a sharper image, and all the still vegetative and animate will be in one direction. I think we talk about the same thing, just on different levels, perhaps. But all the desires, all of humanity will enter under bestowal.
Right, and at the end of the day, in order for this to happen, we need to tie everything to the Creator, to knowledge besides Him, one force. And when we're together now, there is because one force brought us together. The more we remember it and consider it, we hasten our development and all of the 7 billion people within us, outside of us, doesn't matter. As long as we cling to Him.
now a common prayer. Dear Creator, thank you for another opportunity to keep praying for the friends. Please bring them everything they need in order to become similar to you, through a path of joy and love and not through a path of suffering. Please help us with strength to connect and unite. Creator, please put in our hearts the love of friends like you love us, so we can bring you contentment through good connection with the right intention. Please give my friends health and strength to stay on the path. Give them the importance of the goal. Connect them to be one with you and become your messengers of truth and fill the universe with your glory. Dear Creator, thank you for this prayer and for another morning lesson to connect with true purpose in life, to bring your light to the whole of humanity. Amen.